Hallihallo, wir sind bei Tag 6. Verbessere dein Englisch signifikant spürbar in 10 Tagen. Und heute endet die Podcast-Folge tatsächlich auch wieder mit einem kleinen Zwischentest. Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken für dich und dein Leben. Ja, hallo ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Wie läuft's denn? Was sind so eure Empfindungen, euer Zeitmanagement in den letzten 5 Tagen? Habt ihr es geschafft, diese Podcast-Folgen anzuhören, durchzugehen? Da könnt ihr gerne mal ein bisschen Feedback geben, einfach auch um zu sehen, wer von euch tatsächlich diese 10 Tage komplett absolviert. Für alle, die dranbleiben, die es ernst meinen, heute geht es um so Themen wie Stellenanzeigen oder am Ende auch um einen kleinen Test, in dem ihr wieder im Rahmen eines Dialoges zeigen könnt, was ihr bislang auf Englisch drauf habt. Also, in diesem Sinne, viel Spaß bei den heutigen Folgen. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Podcast-Folge. Hier geht es um Video 53 des Avatar-Trainings der Speed Learning School. Für alle, die dort das Abo haben, ist nicht notwendig, um diesen Podcast hier anzuhören. Macht es nur leichter, weil ihr dann noch die Videos dazu seht, also gleichzeitig auch das Gefühl habt, mit einer Person zu sprechen. Ihr habt die Texte auf Deutsch und auf Englisch, ihr könnt die MP3-Datei runterladen. Also es hat noch ein paar Vorteile, aber hier erklären wir einfach, wie diese Technik dann so im Detail funktioniert. Und heute geht es um Wohnungsannoncen. Wenn man sich längere Zeit im englischsprachigen Ausland aufhält, ist das ein wichtiger Bereich und wir starten direkt durch. Sei dabei. Hi Jonathan, how are you doing?
Hello. Today we imagine that you are looking for a flat.
Okay.
For this purpose, it is best to place an advertisement for a flat on the internet or in a regional newspaper.
Okay.
However, there are a few points you should bear in mind.
Yes, tell me.
That's why I'm going to give you a checklist of information that should be included in a serious flat ad.
Perfect.
Please answer the questions or repeat after me.
Yes, I will.
The flat ad needs a headline.
A headline.
What might a good headline look like?
A good headline, maybe I am looking for a flat.
How many people will be moving into the flat?
Me and my son and my...
Are there any pets, and if so, which ones?
Snakes, spiders, dinosaurs.
What do you do for a living?
Nothing.
Are you in training, studying or already working?
No, I'm retired.
Is there a particular city or district in which the flat should be located?
Oh yes, I'd love...
Does the flat need to have good public transport connections?
No, but a parking space. Maybe in the forest?
How big should the flat be?
Big enough.
Specify either the number of rooms you want or the size of the flat in square meters.
I think Buckingham Palace would be appropriate.
From when should the flat be available?
Yesterday. Yesterday is good date.
Should there be a fitted kitchen?
Yes, and a cook as well.
How high can the rent be, including service charges?
I have to pay for it.
Alternatively, would a house with a garden also be an option for you?
Oh yes, a house with a garden is better, yes.
How high can the rent be, including ancillary costs?
Let's talk about something different.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now I'll read you an advertisement for a flat and then ask you questions about it.
All right then.
Are you ready?
I am somewhat ready.
Here is the text.
Oh god, yes.
2-room flat wanted from September. 700 euro. I am looking for a flat, approximately 50 sqm, in the Stuttgart area. As a trained nurse, I spend a lot of time at work, which makes being comfortable at home all the more important to me.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly rent should be in the range of 700 euros, including utilities. Keeping my flat tidy is just as important to me as being friendly with the neighbors.
Sure.
Since I don't have a car, it's important that the flat is close to a tram stop.
Yeah.
Please answer the following questions now.
Okay.
When do you start looking for a flat?
In September.
Response. The flat is wanted from September. How big should the flat be?
3 bedrooms.
Response. The flat should be about 50 square meters.
Okay, 2 rooms.
What is the person's profession?
She's a nurse, or he's a nurse.
Answer. The person works as a nurse. How much is the monthly rent allowed to be?
700 euro.
Answer. The monthly rent may be 700 euros including utilities. Very good. Now look on the internet for examples of flat advertisements. See you next time.
Ja, also, jetzt wo wir sowieso gerade bei der Wohnungssuche sind, gibt es natürlich auch die wunderbare Möglichkeit, die gesamten Vokabeln, die du so in deiner Wohnung, in deinem Haus, in deinem häuslichen Umfeld findest, anzugehen. Das heißt, wenn du das nächste Mal die Spülmaschine ausräumst, dann sage einfach, this is a fork, this is a knife, this is a plate, this is a cup, this is a glass oder a bowl oder was du eben da so findest. Dein Geschirrhandtuch, dein Geschirrspülmittel, deine Geschirrspülmaschine im Wohnzimmer, im Schlafzimmer, im Badezimmer, überall hast du die Möglichkeit, dein Vokabular zu erweitern. Square Meter, Quadratmeter, the rent, utilities. Schau dir an, was Nebenkostenabrechnung auf Englisch bedeutet. Einfach, falls du vielleicht auch mal selbst eine Wohnung hast, die du untervermieten möchtest. Vielleicht hast du eine Wohnung, die du über Airbnb anbietest. Vielleicht hast du eine Wohnung, die du einer Familie aus dem Ausland anbietest, die du untervermietest. Vielleicht bist du aber tatsächlich auch jemand, der viel mit Airbnb reist. Ich war jetzt auch vor kurzem mit meinem Sohn wieder in London und in Southampton. Und da ist es einfach hilfreich, wenn du über so Haushaltsdinge sprechen kannst. Also, wo sind die Mülltonnen? Wie wird die Schlüsselübergabe erfolgen? WLAN, all diese Dinge. Okay? Und wenn du jetzt gleich diese Übung machst, dann stopp einfach nach jeder Frage diese Aufnahme, damit du entsprechend genug Zeit hast, die Fragen zu beantworten. Denn in der Realität wird ja nicht so schnell eine Antwort erwartet, wie das jetzt hier bei dem Avatar-Training der Fall ist. Ansonsten nutze, wie gesagt, auch gerne die schriftlichen Texte, um als Diktat diesen Text aufzuschreiben und dann mit dem Originaltext zu vergleichen, und wiederhole auch gerne öfter und mit anderen Angaben diese Übung. Jetzt aber erstmal viel Spaß und wir hören uns bei der nächsten Folge wieder.
Hello. Today we imagine that you are looking for a flat. For this purpose, it is best to place an advertisement for a flat on the internet or in a regional newspaper. However, there are a few points you should bear in mind. That's why I'm going to give you a checklist of information that should be included in a serious flat ad. Please answer the questions or repeat after me. The flat ad needs a headline. What might a good headline look like? How many people will be moving into the flat? Are there any pets, and if so, which ones? What do you do for a living? Are you in training, studying, or already working? Is there a particular city or district in which the flat should be located? Does the flat need to have good public transport connections? How big should the flat be? Specify either the number of rooms you want or the size of the flat in square meters. From when should the flat be available? Should there be a fitted kitchen? How high can the rent be, including service charges? Alternatively, would a house with a garden also be an option for you? How high can the rent be, including ancillary costs? Very good. Now I'll read you an advertisement for a flat and then ask you questions about it. Are you ready? Here is the text. 2-room flat wanted from September. 700 euro. I am looking for a flat, approximately 50 SQM, in the Stuttgart area. As a trained nurse, I spend a lot of time at work, which makes being comfortable at home all the more important to me. The monthly rent should be in the range of 700 euros including utilities. Keeping my flat tidy is just as important to me as being friendly with the neighbors. Since I don't have a car, it's important that the flat is close to a tram stop. Please answer the following questions now. When do you start looking for a flat? Response. The flat is wanted from September. How big should the flat be? Response. The flat should be about 50 square meters. What is the person's profession? Answer. The person works as a nurse. How much is the monthly rent allowed to be? Answer. The monthly rent may be 700 euros including utilities. Very good. Now look on the internet for examples of flat advertisements. See you next time.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo, ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Zwei Rückmeldungen haben wir bekommen zu der letzten Podcast-Folge. Einmal von einem Muttersprachler, der gesagt hat, das ist ganz schön anspruchsvoll. Ich komme als Muttersprachler kaum mit. Einfach stoppen und dann das Ganze in Ruhe anhören. Ich mache das hier im Echtzeittempo. Das ist natürlich sehr sportlich. Das müsst ihr so gar nicht machen. Aber grundsätzlich gilt so die alte Regel, je härter das Training, desto leichter der Kampf. Also je anspruchsvoller ihr das Englischtraining für euch gestaltet, desto leichter habt ihr es natürlich dann in der Performance. Und das zweite war die Rückmeldung von unserer lieben Britta, 85 Jahre. Sie sagt, das macht so viel Spaß. Das empfehle ich auf jeden Fall weiter. Ganz lieben Dank an euch und jetzt geht's weiter mit Advertisement.
Hello. In the last video we discussed what is important when creating a housing ad.
Yes.
In this video, I'll read you a few flat listings and then ask you questions about them.
Great.
So listen carefully.
I do.
Here comes the first advertisement.
Can't wait.
For rent here is a large three-room flat on the ground floor. The flat is equipped with gas heating. Costs for heating are not included in the rent. The flat is located in the city center and nearby are doctors, schools, shopping facilities and a good connection to public transport. Please answer the following questions.
All right, I'm ready.
How many rooms does the flat have?
The flat has three rooms.
Answer. It is a three-room flat. On which floor is the flat located?
It's located on the ground floor.
Answer. The flat is on the ground floor. What is not included in the rent?
The gas, so the heating.
Response. The cost of heating is not included in the rent. What is in the vicinity of the flat?
Well, doctors and supermarkets, shopping, etc.
Answer. There are doctors, schools, shopping and public transport near the flat. Very good.
Thanks.
Here comes the next advertisement.
Okay.
Four-room flat with two balconies for rent, new building, first occupancy. New apartment buildings are being built on the old factory site of the city. Currently, there is still one four-room flat available for rent. A parking space belongs to the flat and can be rented for 30 euro per month. The flat also has a storage room in the basement. A new playground has been built in the courtyard. The apartment building is located in the center of Frankfurt. Shopping possibilities, gastronomic facilities, school and kindergarten as well as university are nearby. Viewing is possible at short notice. Telephone contact also possible under 0173851280.
Hey, that's my number.
Now please answer the questions again.
Okay, I'm ready.
Where are new apartment blocks being built?
Well, in Frankfurt. In the city center.
Answer. The apartment buildings are being built on the old factory site in the city.
Okay, in Frankfurt.
How many rooms does the vacant flat have?
Currently four.
Answer. The flat has four rooms. Is the parking space that comes with the flat free of charge?
No, it's not. It will cost about 30 euro. 30,000 euro.
Response: No, the parking space is not free of charge. The parking space costs 30 euros per month. Where is the apartment building located?
Well, in the city center of Frankfurt.
Answer: The apartment building is located in the center of Frankfurt. How long does it take until the flat can be viewed?
Any time.
Answer: The flat can be viewed at short notice. Wonderful. Now you're ready for your own flat. However, if you'd rather buy a house, watch the next video.
Okay, also, das ist das perfekte Video für ein Diktat. Nimm also diese Aufnahme jetzt, höre sie dir nochmal an, also du kannst gleich die Übung natürlich mitmachen, aber nimm sie als Diktat, um einfach auch die Schreibweise entsprechend zu trainieren. Denk an dein Ankergetränk, habe ich schon in früheren Podcast-Folgen von gesprochen. Schreibe mit der Hand auf und benutze aktiv auch das Vokabular, das du hier kennenlernst. Wenn du das Abo an der Speed Learning School hast, dann bekommst du ja einen kompletten Überblick über das gesamte Wörterverzeichnis, sortiert nach Häufigkeit. Also nicht nach Kapitel, sondern welche Wörter kommen am häufigsten in unseren Texten vor. Das ist viel effizienter, weil wir da die Grundlagen der Mathematik nutzen, um dich natürlich effektiv auf die Sprache vorzubereiten oder in der Sprache zu schulen. Hier hast du jetzt auch in der Formulierung dieser Anzeigen immer sehr professionelles Business-Vokabular auch. Nutze also diese Möglichkeiten auch, um dein Englisch zu verbessern. Wie gesagt, wenn du das volle Potenzial ausschöpfen möchtest, bis hin zu Fluent in 4 Weeks, dann geh nochmal in die Podcast-Beschreibung. Aber jetzt nimm dir erstmal die Zeit, genieße mit deinem Ankergetränk diese Übung und beantworte einfach die Fragen. Viel Spaß und wir hören uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. In the last video we discussed what is important when creating a housing ad. In this video, I'll read you a few flat listings and then ask you questions about them. So listen carefully. Here comes the first advertisement. For rent here is a large 3-room flat on the ground floor. The flat is equipped with gas heating. Costs for heating are not included in the rent. The flat is located in the city center and nearby are doctors, schools, shopping facilities and a good connection to public transport. Please answer the following questions. How many rooms does the flat have? Answer. It is a 3-room flat. On which floor is the flat located? Answer. The flat is on the ground floor. What is not included in the rent? Response. The cost of heating is not included in the rent. What is in the vicinity of the flat? Answer. There are doctors, schools, shopping and public transport near the flat. Very good. Here comes the next advertisement. 4-room flat with 2 balconies for rent, new building, first occupancy. New apartment buildings are being built on the old factory site of the city. Currently, there is still 1 4-room flat available for rent. A parking space belongs to the flat and can be rented for 30,000 euro per month. The flat also has a storage room in the basement. A new playground has been built in the courtyard. The apartment building is located in the center of Frankfurt. Shopping possibilities, gastronomic facilities, school and kindergarten as well as university are nearby. Viewing is possible at short notice. Telephone contact also possible under 0173851280. Now please answer the questions again. Where are new apartment blocks being built? Answer. The apartment buildings are being built on the old factory site in the city. How many rooms does the vacant flat have? Answer. The flat has 4 rooms. Is the parking space that comes with the flat free of charge? Response. No, The parking space is not free of charge. The parking space costs 30 euros per month. Where is the apartment building located? Answer. The apartment building is located in the center of Frankfurt. How long does it take until the flat can be viewed? Answer. The flat can be viewed at short notice. Wonderful. Now you're ready for your own flat. However, if you'd rather buy a house, watch the next video.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Für alle, die schon länger dabei sind und auch das Abo des Videotrainings, von dem wir hier die Audiospur präsentieren, haben, dann sucht euch Video 55 raus, ladet euch die entsprechenden PDF-Dateien runter. Falls du kein Abo an der Speed Learning School hast für das Avatar-Training, dann hast du jetzt die Möglichkeit, diese Audios einfach so mit anzuhören und von dem Vokabular zu profitieren. Heute geht es um den Kauf eines Hauses, also auch der Wortschatz, den man braucht, um eine Immobilie zu erwerben. Das ist insofern ganz hilfreich, wenn man tatsächlich als Immobilieninvestor unterwegs ist im englischsprachigen Raum, vielleicht auch in Ländern, in denen Englisch nicht die Muttersprache ist, aber die Verkehrssprache dann für die Immobilie. Gleichzeitig natürlich auch, wenn du bei Airbnb irgendetwas vermietest oder aber auch mietest. Ich habe das selbst jetzt im Dezember, als ich über Silvester in London und in Southampton mit meinem Sohn war, gemerkt, wie wertvoll es ist, wenn man sich mit dem Vokabular einer Immobilie auskennt. Einfach auch, wenn irgendwas repariert werden muss oder irgendwas nicht ganz klar ist, dass man weiß, wie man das dann entsprechend benennt und nicht irgendwie mit Händen und Füßen oder Google-Übersetzer arbeiten muss. Also, ich mache den Text wieder vor. Du kannst ihn danach entweder nur rein sprachlich oder auch als Diktat nachbearbeiten. Schauen wir es uns an, hören wir rein. Hier kommt wieder unser Avatar Jonathan und ich sage, Hi Jonathan, how are you doing?
Hello, it's time.
Ja.
This video is about your dream house.
My dream house.
I'm about to read you various house buying ads and then ask you questions about them again.
Okay.
So listen carefully.
I do.
Here comes the first advertisement.
Can't wait.
Dreamlike bungalow with plot for sale. In a quiet location in Hamburg is this bungalow with a living area of approximately 380 square meters. The house was built in 1996, has three bedrooms, a spacious living room with access to terrace and garden. Access to terrace and garden. A neat eat-in kitchen, a daylight bathroom with bathtub. Bathroom with bathtub and a guest toilet with shower. Complete the ground floor. The large, covered terrace and the idyllic garden promise cozy hours. Hours outdoors. In the basement of the house, there are two spacious guest rooms and a large storage room. In addition, there is a sauna. With a further shower bath at your disposal. The house has a garage and three further parking spaces.
Sorry, I couldn't listen.
Please answer the questions now.
I was in my dreams.
Where is the bungalow located?
Well, it's in Hamburg. That's what I got.
Answer. The bungalow is in a quiet location in Hamburg. How many square meters of living space are there?
I think 300 something.
Answer. The living area is 380 square meters.
Okay, 380.
When was the house built?
I think in 96?
50, answer.
56?
The house was built in 1996.
Yeah, 96.
How many bedrooms and guest rooms are there?
50,000? 20 million? I don't remember.
Answer. There are three bedrooms and two guest rooms.
Oh, it's a small bungalow.
Is there a garden or a sauna?
There is both a garden and a sauna.
Response. There is both a garden and a sauna. Well done.
Thanks.
Here comes the next advertisement.
Oh, I'm flabbergasted.
Large semi-detached house with lots of space and granny flat with garden on the outskirts of Dresden. The house comprises 7 rooms, kitchen, 3 bathrooms and terrace. The granny annex has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. The total living space is approximately 244 square meters, including the granny annex with approximately 57 square meters in living room quality. The plot of land comprises approximately 402 square meters. The house was built in 1983 and completely renovated 3 years ago. Now answer the questions again.
I'll try.
Where is the semi-detached house located?
Oh, in Dresden, East Germany.
Answer. The semi-detached house is located on the outskirts of Dresden. How many rooms does the house have?
7. 7 rooms.
Answer.
3 bathrooms.
The house has 7 rooms. What all can be found in the granny flat?
Everything. I mean, really everything.
Answer. The granny flat has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. Wonderful. Now tell us about your flat or house.
Well, my flat, I live in a 3 bedroom flat with fitted kitchen. I have a big, very big balcony. I have access to a big field outside my flat. I have my own spark parking place. It's just a nice, cozy flat.
Great. You seem to live very nicely.
I do, indeed.
Well, take a break now and I'll see you in the next video.
I do. Take a break now. Ja. Also, nach jeder Übung solltest du natürlich auch eine kurze Pause einlegen. Sagen wir mal so von 5 Minuten, damit deine Synapsen sich entsprechend verdrahten können. Denn es muss, damit du Lernstoff wirklich abrufen kannst, muss sich eine Proteinstruktur in deinem Gehirn bilden. Das ist wie eine Pflanze, die Wurzeln bilden muss, um weiter wachsen zu können. Und nur wenn diese Proteinstruktur auch wirklich gebildet wurde, dann kannst du diesen Lernstoff auch gegebenenfalls dann, wenn du ihn brauchst, abrufen. Ich empfehle dir, wenn du gerne Bücher liest, das Buch Schnelles Denken, Langsames Denken. Da wird auch so erklärt, wie man aus dem langsamen Denken beim Anwenden einer Fremdsprache ins schnelle Denken kommt. Wenn du wissen möchtest, wie das noch schneller geht, dann schau mal in der Podcast-Beschreibung, da haben wir noch so ein paar weitere Angebote von unseren Kursen. Unser absolutes Topseller-Angebot, unser quasi, wie möchte man sagen, soll nicht zu überheblich klingen, aber es ist einfach unser effektivster Kurs ist Fluent in 4 Weeks, also fließend in 4 Wochen. Da sehen wir uns 3 Tage persönlich und dann wird im Grunde alles, was beim Lernen einer Sprache mit Speed Learning möglich ist, vorgestellt. Auf Wunsch sogar Englisch lernen unter Hypnose oder Schlaftraining und so weiter. Doch das nur als kleine Notiz am Rande mit kleinem Werbeblock. Jetzt bist du dran. Viel Spaß bei diesem Text und wir hören uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. It's time. This video is about your dream house. I'm about to read you various house buying ads and then ask you questions about them again. So listen carefully. Here comes the first advertisement. Dreamlike bungalow with plot for sale. In a quiet location in Hamburg is this bungalow with a living area of approximately 380 square meters. The house was built in 1996, has 3 bedrooms, a spacious living room with access to terrace and garden. Access to terrace and garden. A neat eat-in kitchen, a daylight bathroom with bathtub. Bathroom with bathtub and a guest toilet with shower. Complete the ground floor. The large, covered terrace and the idyllic garden promise cozy hours. Hours outdoors. In the basement of the house, there are 2 spacious guest rooms and a large storage room. In addition, there is a sauna with a further shower bath at your disposal. The house has a garage and 3 further parking spaces. Please answer the questions now. Where is the bungalow located? Answer. The bungalow is in a quiet location in Hamburg. How many square meters of living space are there? Answer. The living area is 380 square meters. When was the house built? Answer. The house was built in 1996. How many bedrooms and guest rooms are there? Answer. There are 3 bedrooms and 2 guest rooms. Is there a garden or a sauna? Response. There is both a garden and a sauna. Well done. Here comes the next advertisement. Large semi-detached house with lots of space and granny flat with garden on the outskirts of Dresden. The house comprises 7 rooms, kitchen, 3 bathrooms and terrace. The granny annex has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. The total living space is approximately 244 square meters, including the granny annex with approximately 57 square meters in living room quality. The plot of land comprises approximately 402 square meters. The house was built in 1983 and completely renovated 3 years ago. Now answer the questions again. Where is the semi-detached house located? Answer. The semi-detached house is located on the outskirts of Dresden. How many rooms does the house have? Answer. The house has 7 rooms. What all can be found in the granny flat? Answer. The granny flat has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. Wonderful. Now tell us about your flat or house. Great. You seem to live very nicely. Well, take a break now and I'll see you in the next video.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Hier zu dieser jetzigen Folge. Es geht um Video 56 des Avatar-Trainings der Speed Learning International School. Wenn du dieses Avatar-Training schon abonniert hast, dann hol dir doch die PDF-Datei und auf Deutsch und Englisch für dieses Video. Und wenn du gerade auf Jobsuche bist, also im englischsprachigen Ausland dich um einen Job bewerben möchtest oder in einer Firma, die Englisch als Unternehmenssprache verwendet, dann ist das genau deine Podcast-Folge. Also, ich werde es wieder vordemonstrieren und dann hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung auch zu absolvieren. Wir starten. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Are you happy with your job or are you looking for a new job right now?
I'm happy.
Today we are looking at job advertisements.
Okay.
In this and the next 3 videos, I'll read you various job offers and then ask you questions about them.
Great.
So listen carefully.
I do.
Here comes the first advertisement.
Can't wait.
We are looking for a licensed psychotherapist for children and adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
As a psychotherapist, you will make psychological diagnoses and manage the treatment of children and adolescents. An essential component is the implementation of individual and group therapies. As part of a multi-professional team of medical specialists, therapists, educators and nursing staff, you will continuously develop treatment models tailored to the individual patient. In doing so, you will also bring your strengths to bear in helping to shape an innovative model project for cross-sector, integrated care in the region and further expand the services offered.
Okay.
We actively promote your career opportunities.
Great.
We offer you a wide range of opportunities for your individual professional and personal development, supported by generous funding. You will also benefit from a very wide range of training and development opportunities at our in-house academy, internal opportunities as well as supervision and access to the Speeder Learning School.
Wow.
Our location has a long tradition and thus offers you not only a long-term perspective, but also a highly professional environment and work in an established social psychiatric network.
Mm-hmm.
You will enrich your expertise with a broad spectrum of clinical pictures of young people as well as future-oriented therapy options. We support you in balancing your professional and private life. Flexible working time models and reliable duty rosters contribute to this. The workplace is also attractive from a financial point of view. You will receive pay according to the collective agreement, including an attractive company pension scheme, and also benefit, for example, from numerous free parking spaces.
Who?
What is the company looking for that has placed the advertisement?
A psychotherapist.
Response. They are looking for a licensed psychotherapist for children and adolescents.
Yes.
What is the task of the psychotherapist?
Well, he has to do therapy and treat kids.
Response. As a psychotherapist, you make psychological diagnoses and manage the treatment of children and adolescents. In addition, one conducts individual therapies and group therapies. How does the company promote career opportunities?
Well, they offer many opportunities. Probably they will also take your dog for a walk if you have one and wash your car while you're working.
Response. The company offers a wide range of opportunities for individual professional and personal development, supported by generous promotion. You also benefit from a very wide range of training and development at the company's own academy, internal opportunities as well as supervision and access to the Speeder Learning School.
That's what I meant.
How can we succeed in combining work and private life?
Well, just do it.
Response. Through flexible working time models and reliable duty rosters. Very good. Then on to the next video.
Also, das ist jetzt natürlich ein Video, das man mal nicht so eben durchhört, sondern da ist es schon sinnvoll, wenn du den original englischen Text hast und aus dem Text heraus die Antworten formulierst, das ist ganz klar. Das ist im Grunde ein Text, der so auf dem Niveau von B1, vielleicht auch schon ein bisschen B2 ist und ich finde nach 56 Videos auf dem Niveau von B1 zu sein, ein ziemlich gutes Ergebnis. Ich meine, wir werden natürlich weiterhin behaupten, dass man nach den 100 ersten Videos nur auf dem Niveau von A1 steht, weil einem kein Mensch glaubt, dass man mit 100 Avatar-Videos auf das Niveau von B1 oder B2 kommt. Das maßen wir uns auch gar nicht an. Aber wie gesagt, wenn du die PDF ausdruckst, gehst du auf Speed Learning International School mit Bindestrichen.com und machst dann dort ein Monatsabo und dann bekommst du ja die ganzen PDF-Dateien auf Deutsch, auf Englisch, die Videos auf Deutsch, auf Englisch, damit du auch die Angst vor dem Sprechen mit einer richtigen Person, dein Gehirn denkt nämlich, dass der Avatar eine richtige Person ist, dein Verstand sagt, das ist trotzdem eine KI, aber dein Unterbewusstsein denkt, es wäre ein richtiger Mensch, du kriegst die MP3-Dateien dazu, kannst das dann ständig wiederholen und hier hast du auch wirklich genau den Wortschatz, den du brauchst, um über eine Berufsgruppe, jetzt in dem Fall der Psychotherapeut für Kinder- und Jugendpsychotherapeut und Arbeitsumfeld, Arbeitsbedingungen und sowas wirklich optimal zu sprechen. Also wenn du jetzt gleich nochmal das hörst, lass dir Zeit, schreib die Sachen vielleicht auch mit, mach die Notizen, nimm diese Übung wirklich ernst, denn diese Übungen bringen wirklich enorm viel. Das bestätigen uns die ganzen Abonnenten, die wir haben. Also, jetzt bist du dran. Wir hören uns beim nächsten Video. Jetzt viel Spaß.
Hello. Are you happy with your job or are you looking for a new job right now? Today we are looking at job advertisements. In this and the next three videos, I'll read you various job offers and then ask you questions about them. So listen carefully. Here comes the first advertisement. We are looking for a licensed psychotherapist for children and adolescents. As a psychotherapist, you will make psychological diagnoses and manage the treatment of children and adolescents. An essential component is the implementation of individual and group therapies. As part of a multi-professional team of medical specialists, therapists, educators and nursing staff, you will continuously develop treatment models tailored to the individual patient. In doing so, you will also bring your strengths to bear in helping to shape an innovative model project for cross-sector, integrated care in the region and further expand the services offered. We actively promote your career opportunities. We offer you a wide range of opportunities for your individual professional and personal development, supported by generous funding. You will also benefit from a very wide range of training and development opportunities at our in-house academy, internal opportunities as well as supervision and access to the Speeder Learning School. Our location has a long tradition and thus offers you not only a long-term perspective, but also a highly professional environment and work in an established social psychiatric network. You will enrich your expertise with a broad spectrum of clinical pictures of young people as well as future-oriented therapy options. We support you in balancing your professional and private life. Flexible working time models and reliable duty rosters contribute to this. The workplace is also attractive from a financial point of view. You will receive pay according to the collective agreement, including an attractive company pension scheme, and also benefit, for example, from numerous free parking spaces. What is the company looking for that has placed the advertisement? Response. They are looking for a licensed psychotherapist for children and adolescents. What is the task of the psychotherapist? Response. As a psychotherapist, you make psychological diagnoses and manage the treatment of children and adolescents. In addition, one conducts individual therapies and group therapies. How does the company promote career opportunities? Response. The company offers a wide range of opportunities for individual professional and personal development, supported by generous promotion. You also benefit from a very wide range of training and development at the company's own academy, internal opportunities as well as supervision and access to the Speeder Learning School. How can we succeed in combining work and private life? Response. Through flexible working time models and reliable duty rosters. Very good. Then on to the next video.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu der heutigen jetzigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht wieder um Stellenanzeigen und wir werden hier wieder anständig Vokabular aufbereiten für dich. Hol dir, wenn du es nicht schon längst getan hast, das Abo an der Speed Learning International School. Da hast du noch viel mehr Material, unter anderem eben auch die Texte zu diesen Audios. Und wir sind bei Video 57. Hol dir also den Text zu Video 57 auf Englisch und auf Deutsch, wenn du möchtest oder es brauchst auf Deutsch. Ansonsten kannst du mit dem Text arbeiten, kannst dann die Podcast-Folge entsprechend an der jeweiligen Stelle stoppen. Und ich werde am Ende des Podcasts noch so ein paar Tipps geben, wie man sich Vokabeln besser merken kann. Wenn du unsere Trainings besuchst, also sagen wir mal unser fließend in 3 Monaten Training oder unser fließend in 6 Monaten Training oder unser Highlight fließend in 4 Wochen Training, bekommst du natürlich noch viel mehr wertvolle Tipps, wie du dir Vokabeln und grammatikalische Strukturen schneller und besser merken kannst. Ein Wortschatz von 200 Wörtern pro Tag und mehr sind da möglich. Wir zeigen dir, wie du den Schlaf und auch Hypnose-Techniken, wenn du das möchtest, anwenden kannst, was Anker sind, wie du die Angst vor dem Sprechen verlierst und warum die ganzen Übersetzungsprogramme zwar nett sind, aber im Zweifelsfall, im Ernstfall, im Business oder bei der Performance bei den Schwiegereltern nichts bringen und im Gegenteil dich sogar lächerlich machen. Aber das ist jetzt nicht unser Thema, sondern jetzt geht es erstmal mit der Stellenanzeige weiter. Hi Jonathan, hello.
Hello. Here comes another job advertisement.
Okay.
Let's see if you can answer the questions afterwards.
Oh, I don't think so.
We are looking for a managing director sales and marketing as soon as possible. Together with your executive colleagues, you will make your company a market leader in the plant-based food sector.
Right.
This includes, among other things, your active support of the top key accounts and the systematic further development of the operative key account management Europe-wide, up to the regional level in Germany. Mm-hmm. Your integrative and stringent leadership of all commercial activities including sales, branding, product management, customer service and category management. Innovative involvement of industrial customers, offering holistic solutions in the food service business, accompanied by all necessary marketing measures such as social media activities, TV commercials, etc. a high degree of flexibility due to constantly new innovations in your own company and rapidly changing market trends. Are you a demonstrably successful sales professional with a marketing background? You have a university education and have at least 10 years of successful management responsibility and negotiating skills in a comparable function or in a leading key account management function in the producing food environment, and you know that you have to plan success in sales. Know that success in sales can be planned. You bring a very high degree of willingness to change in a very dynamically growing environment and are a sales manager with a passion. As an entrepreneurial and hands-on leader, you set an example, lead your teams in a goal-oriented manner, motivate and develop your employees and promote their willingness to change in a targeted manner. As an assertive manager with a high level of self-motivation and a strong will to shape things, you are looking for the cultural environment of a fast-growing company with a business model based on sustainability, regionality and animal welfare. The financial and other conditions are commensurate with the importance of the position. Our locations are in London, Paris, Rome, Amsterdam and Berlin.
You're looking for a guard.
Now for the questions. When does the company start looking for a managing director sales and marketing?
Well, I am completely confused.
Response. The company is looking for a managing director sales and marketing as soon as possible.
Okay, ASAP.
What is the main task envisaged for the applicant?
Well, you're making a big mistake. You're combining sales and marketing.
Response. Together with the management colleagues, the candidate will make the company a market leader in plant-based food.
Okay.
What qualifications should the applicant bring to the table?
Well, he doesn't need a qualification. He needs contacts, baby. Contacts.
Response. He should be a demonstrably successful sales pro, not professional with a marketing background. In which locations does the company operate?
In the world.
The company has offices in London, Paris, Rome, Amsterdam and Berlin. Very good. Now pause for about 20 minutes and then watch the job posting in the next video. Until then, have a good time.
Ja, ich bin ein bisschen ausgestiegen, weil die Stellenbeschreibung eigentlich völliger Nonsens ist. Es geht gar nicht darum, aber was eine gute Qualifikation für Sales und Marketing ausmacht, das soll jetzt gar nicht das Thema hier in diesem Podcast sein und auch nicht, warum ein Hochschulabschluss weniger wert ist als ein Telefonbuch mit 20.000 Kontakten. Aber du hast natürlich die Möglichkeit, hier deine Skills zu verbessern. Wir haben ganz viele Leute, die aus dem Bereich Sales und Marketing kommen, bei uns Englisch-Trainings buchen, im Einzeltraining, von der Firma meistens bezahlt. Wir haben auch das Employee Assistance Program, das heißt, die Firma zahlt einen monatlichen Beitrag und dafür können dann Mitarbeiter auf Zuruf Englisch-Trainingsstunden abrufen. Es gibt dann ein Kontingent. Und da geht es natürlich dann auch darum, wie man Sales und Marketing nicht nur auf Englisch, sondern überhaupt richtig angeht, damit die Marke einfach nach vorne kommt. Denn tatsächlich ist das, was hier gerade beschrieben ist, eigentlich die Aufgabe eines kompletten Sales-Teams. Das heißt eben nicht go big or go home, sondern das heißt go big oder go bigger. Und wenn dich dieses Thema interessiert, wie du Sales und Marketing gerade auch auf Englisch oder überhaupt global an verschiedenen Standorten groß machen kannst und wie du den Markt dominieren kannst, dann ja, gibt es ein paar Buchempfehlungen, die wir für dich haben, aber natürlich auch die Möglichkeit, mal einen Tag mit uns hier zu verbringen und zu gucken, wie wir das machen, was so unsere Gedanken sind. Und gerade im Bereich Food, da hat man natürlich auch noch mal ein paar andere Aspekte. Aber Sales und Marketing ist eigentlich ganz einfache Geschichte. Wichtig ist aber, wie gesagt, 20.000 Kontakte im Telefonbuch. Aber jetzt mach doch erstmal die Übung auf Englisch.
Hello. Here comes another job advertisement. Let's see if you can answer the questions afterwards. We are looking for a managing director sales and marketing as soon as possible. Together with your executive colleagues, you will make your company a market leader in the plant-based food sector. This includes, among other things, your active support of the top key accounts and the systematic further development of the operative key account management Europe-wide, up to the regional level in Germany. Your integrative and stringent leadership of all commercial activities including sales, branding, product management, customer service and category management. Innovative involvement of industrial customers, offering holistic solutions in the food service business, accompanied by all necessary marketing measures such as social media activities, TV commercials, etc. a high degree of flexibility due to constantly new innovations in your own company and rapidly changing market trends. Are you a demonstrably successful sales professional with a marketing background? You have a university education and have at least 10 years of successful management responsibility and negotiating skills in a comparable function or in a leading key account management function in the producing food environment, and you know that you have to plan success in sales. Know that success in sales can be planned. You bring a very high degree of willingness to change in a very dynamically growing environment and are a sales manager with a passion. As an entrepreneurial and hands-on leader, you set an example, lead your teams in a goal-oriented manner, motivate and develop your employees and promote their willingness to change in a targeted manner. As an assertive manager with a high level of self-motivation and a strong will to shape things, you are looking for the cultural environment of a fast-growing company with a business model based on sustainability, regionality and animal welfare. The financial and other conditions are commensurate with the importance of the position. Our locations are in London, Paris, Rome, Amsterdam and Berlin. Now for the questions. When does the company start looking for a managing director, sales and marketing? Response. The company is looking for a managing director, sales and marketing as soon as possible. What is the main task envisaged for the applicant? Response. Together with the management colleagues, the candidate will make the company a market leader in plant-based food. What qualifications should the applicant bring to the table? Response. He should be a demonstrably successful sales pro, not professional with a marketing background. In which locations does the company operate? The company has offices in London, Paris, Rome, Amsterdam and Berlin. Very good. Now pause for about 20 minutes and then watch the job posting in the next video. Until then, have a good time.
So, nachdem ich mich jetzt vorhin so ein bisschen echauffiert habe, hier noch die versprochenen Tipps zum Lernen von Vokabeln. Also, grundsätzlich gibt es drei Gruppen von Vokabeln. Die erste Vokabelgruppe sind die Vokabeln, über die du dir überhaupt keine Gedanken machen musst, weil sie so ähnlich klingen wie im Deutschen. Das sind Begriffe wie Hotel, Taxi, Internet, Communicate, Hospital, Airport, Meeting und sowas. Dann gibt es Begriffe, die du irgendwie herleiten kannst, auch wenn du sie vielleicht nicht auf Anhieb verstehst. Das sind so Sachen wie Chill, weil dein Sohn immer zu dir sagt, chill doch mal. Oder vielleicht auch ein Begriff wie Mike. Open your mic. Ja, damit ist nicht der Kumpel Mike gemeint, den du öffnen sollst, also ausnehmen sollst, sondern dein Mikrofon, das du bei einer Online-Session öffnen sollst und sowas. Und dann gibt es als drittes die Wörter, bei denen man überhaupt keinen Bezug herstellen kann. Sagen wir vielleicht das Wort wie attempt, ja, oder issue. Das hat überhaupt keine Verbindung zu irgendwelchen Dingen, die du schon kennst, denn für dein Gehirn ist ja das Lernen der englischen Sprache so, als würdest du einen deutschen Dialekt lernen. Also du gehst bei uns in den Supermarkt und begrüßt die Leute hier in Mainz mit Gude oder mit Guten Tag oder mit Morgen oder Guten Morgen oder mit Hallo oder mit Hi oder mit Servus. In Bayern sagst du Grüß Gott, ja, und in Köln sagst du Tag und in Hamburg sagst du Moin und wenn du sehr gesprächig bist, sagst du Moin Moin. Und das ist für das Gehirn genau das Gleiche, als würdest du Hello, Good Morning, How do you do? Englische Vokabeln verwenden. Das ist wie ein deutscher Dialekt. So, und jetzt gibt es also Vokabeln, die du nicht irgendwie so in diese Kategorie kommt mir bekannt vor reinstecken kannst. Und für die gibt es die Assoziationstechnik. Das heißt, du fragst dich, wonach klingt denn zum Beispiel attempt oder issue oder gollywog? Und dann gehst du her und nimmst dieses Bild, das dabei entsteht, und erst dann schaust du nach, was es auf Deutsch heißt. Und du hast eben in dieser heutigen Podcast-Episode sicherlich das ein oder andere Wort, das dir noch neu ist. Und wenn du dazu die Texte hast, kannst du natürlich das Wort leichter raussuchen. Wenn du die Texte nicht hast, dann hör einfach die Podcast-Folge ein paar Mal an, bis du das Wort raushörst und dann hast du die Assoziation dazu, dann schlägst du es nach und so lernt das Gehirn, indem man Neues mit bereits Bekanntem verknüpft. Wenn du mehr dazu wissen möchtest, findest du unsere Kontaktdaten in der Podcast-Beschreibung. Ansonsten freue ich mich, wenn wir uns beim nächsten Mal wieder hören. Bis dahin, gute Zeit.
Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
So, herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieses Trainings Speed Learning Englisch. Und heute beschäftigen wir uns mit Video 58 aus dem Avatar Training der Speed Learning Academy. Wenn du also schon an der Speed Learning Academy das Abo abgeschlossen hast, dann hol dir jetzt einfach den Text zum Video 58, kannst du parallel mitlesen. Ansonsten, wenn du es nur hier im Podcast trainierst, dieses Konzept, und dein Englisch innerhalb kürzester Zeit verbessern möchtest, dann ja, mach jetzt einfach diese Übung gleich mit. Ich werde sie erst wieder demonstrieren und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, sie in deinem Tempo selbstständig durchzuführen. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are looking at a job advertisement for an accountant.
Okay.
Listen carefully so that you can answer the questions correctly again at the end. Here is the advertisement.
Yes.
We are looking for an accountant to join our team. We offer a permanent position as well as company pension scheme and flexi time. E-bikes are available to our employees free of charge. You will work in a young and motivated team and benefit from an attractive working environment and numerous company events. Your annual leave is 28 days. Your tasks will include the recording of current business transactions, the preparing balance sheets and annual financial statements, and assisting with liquidity planning. We expect you to have a commercial education, a sound knowledge of current tax law, and a good command of classic IT programs. If you feel addressed, please send us a video application by email.
Okay, video application.
Here come the questions.
Yes.
Will the applicant work alone or in a team?
He will work in a motivated team.
Response. The applicant will work in a team. How many months will the job be for?
Well, about 24 until eternity.
Response. The employment will be for an indefinite period. What can the employees use free of charge?
E-bikes. Very important.
Response. Employees can use e-bikes free of charge. How many days of annual leave are granted?
Well, 24 up to 100.
Response. The company grants 28 days of annual leave.
Oh, 28. I got it wrong.
What is one of the duties of the accountant?
Well, being nice, increasing the income of the company, and preparing coffee, maybe.
Answer. The tasks of the accountant include the recording of current business transactions, the preparing balance sheets and annual financial statements, and assisting with liquidity planning.
That's what I said.
What qualifications does the applicant need to have?
Well, he needs to be like what we say in Germany, the eierlegende Wollmilchsau, so he should be trained in any possible field.
Response. The applicant must demonstrate training in the commercial field, sound knowledge of current tax law, and proficiency in classic EDP programs.
That's what I said.
How should the interested party apply?
Well, a video application is required.
Response. The prospect should apply by sending a video application by email. That was another very good performance.
Thanks.
Now the fourth and final job ad is waiting for you in the next video. Watch it after a short break and then you'll be perfectly prepared for your own job search. See you soon.
Ja, also wenn du jetzt tatsächlich im Bereich Accountant, also im Bereich Buchhaltung und Ähnlichem aktiv bist, dann hast du hier natürlich den Wortschatz, den du trainieren kannst. Es hilft immer, wenn man dazu noch die Texte tatsächlich dann auch hat. Das haben wir jetzt hier im Podcast nicht, allerdings eben, wie gesagt, in diesem Avatar-Training. Ansonsten geht es einfach darum, dein Hörverständnis zu trainieren, und überleg dir auch mal eine Stellenausschreibung, die du vielleicht selbst schon mal gesehen oder auf die du dich beworben hast. Kleiner Tipp noch. Manchmal bewerbe ich mich spaßeshalber auf Stellenanzeigen und ich ignoriere immer komplett alles, was dort gewünscht und gefordert ist, sondern ich schicke einfach eine Videobotschaft. Und hier haben wir auch eine Video-Application, also eine Videobewerbung. Und Videobewerbungen helfen natürlich, dass man ein Bild von der Persönlichkeit bekommt und Qualifikationen und Ähnliches kann man im Nachhinein noch nachreichen. Wenn du dich im Moment gerade für einen Job interessierst und im Bewerbungsverfahren bist, empfehle ich dir noch, ein E-Book auf Englisch zu publizieren. Dann sind nämlich die Fremdsprachenkenntnisse im Zweifelsfall im Bewerbungsgespräch auch kein Thema mehr für dich, denn dein Human Resource Manager wird natürlich erstmal deinen Namen googeln und findet dann bei Amazon zum Beispiel dein E-Book auf Englisch zu einer Kernkompetenz deiner Wahl. Das nur als Tipp, sowas und mehr bekommst du dann auch in unseren privaten Trainings. Aber jetzt kannst du erstmal diese Übung für dich machen. Bis dann und viel Spaß.
Hello. Today we are looking at a job advertisement for an accountant. Listen carefully so that you can answer the questions correctly again at the end. Here is the advertisement. We are looking for an accountant to join our team. We offer a permanent position as well as company pension scheme and flexi time. E-bikes are available to our employees free of charge. You will work in a young and motivated team and benefit from an attractive working environment and numerous company events. Your annual leave is 28 days. Your tasks will include the recording of current business transactions, the preparing balance sheets and annual financial statements and assisting with liquidity planning. We expect you to have a commercial education, a sound knowledge of current tax law and a good command of classic IT programs. If you feel addressed, please send us a video application by email. Here come the questions. Will the applicant work alone or in a team? Response. The applicant will work in a team. How many months will the job be for? Response. The employment will be for an indefinite period. What can the employees use free of charge? Response. Employees can use e-bikes free of charge. How many days of annual leave are granted? Response. The company grants 28 days of annual leave. What is one of the duties of the accountant? Answer. The tasks of the accountant include the recording of current business transactions, the preparing balance sheets and annual financial statements, and assisting with liquidity planning. What qualifications does the applicant need to have? Response. The applicant must demonstrate training in the commercial field, sound knowledge of current tax law and proficiency in classic EDP programs. How should the interested party apply? Response. The prospect should apply by sending a video application by email. That was another very good performance. Now the fourth and final job ad is waiting for you in the next video. Watch it after a short break and then you'll be perfectly prepared for your own job search. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Podcast-Folge hier im Englisch-Lernen-Training. Also wir bringen dein Englisch in kürzester Zeit wirklich auf Vordermann. Heute geht es um die Demonstration des Videos 59 des Avatar-Trainings an der Speed Learning Academy. Wir starten direkt durch. Ich demonstriere dir diese Technik wieder. Es geht noch einmal um Jobinterviews und mal sehen, was wir heute für eine Stellenausschreibung haben. Ich demonstriere, wie gesagt, diese Technik kurz mit dir, für dich, durch dich, bei dir und hier im Podcast. Und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, nochmal diese Übung für dich selbst zu machen. Also, bereite dich vor und lass uns starten.
Hello.
Hi.
I have one more job posting for you.
Great.
This time it's about a job as a tiler.
Oh.
Listen carefully and answer the questions again at the end.
A tiler.
Here is the advertisement.
I'm waiting.
To strengthen our team at the Basel location, we are looking for you as a tiler at the earliest possible date. We offer you a fully equipped service vehicle Inkl. Fuel card for all official journeys as well as 30 days holiday and the opportunity to work independently and close to home. In addition, you will receive high quality tools, modern work equipment and work clothing from well-known manufacturers. Our employment contracts are open-ended with a crisis-proof employer. Your field of activity includes both the maintenance and restoration of insurance damage, as well as the laying of wall and floor tiles, predominantly using the thin board method, and the sealing of wet areas. Sealing against moisture in wet areas. Your qualifications should be a completed vocational training as a tiler or several years of professional experience in this field, as well as experience in the area of customer service. Flexibility, ability to work independently. Customer-friendly, confident and well-groomed appearance are also a prerequisite. You will also need a driving license and good written and spoken language skills.
In which language?
So, get ready for the questions.
I am ready.
Where and when is the company looking for a tiler?
Well, immediately. Now.
Response. The company is looking for a tiler at the Basel location with immediate effect.
Ah, Basel location.
What is the company offering the employee?
Well, a car, full equipped, fuel for holiday trips and cruises.
Response. The company offers the employee a fully equipped service vehicle including fuel card for all business trips as well as 30 days of holiday, close to home and independent job execution. In addition, the employee receives high-quality tools, modern work equipment and work clothing from renowned manufacturers.
And probably ice cream.
Is the employment contract limited or unlimited?
It's unlimited.
Response. The employment contract is offered for an indefinite period.
Oh, that's good.
What will be the field of activity of the recruiter?
Well, insurance damages and tiling work. What a tiler simply does. I mean, that's obvious.
Response. The field of activity includes both the maintenance and restoration of insurance damage, as well as the installation of wall tiles and floor tiles, predominantly using the thin board method, and the waterproofing of wet areas.
Oh.
Waterproofing against moisture in wet areas.
Yes.
What qualifications does the applicant need?
Well, he needs to be a tailor. You don't need a CEO or you don't need a psychologist and you don't need a baker. You need a tailor.
Answer. The qualification should be a completed vocational training as a tiler or several years of professional experience in this field as well as experience in customer service.
And he needs to speak.
Does the applicant need good language skills?
Yes, German, English, French, Spanish, Italian.
Response. Yes, good spoken and written language skills are also a requirement. Capital. Now nothing can go wrong for your new job. In the next video you'll find another intermediate test. You've already learned a lot and can be really proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Also, hier haben wir jetzt auch wieder eine Stellenausschreibung. Und Stellenausschreibungen sind ja eigentlich nichts anderes als Werbeanzeigen für eine Firma, denn für gewöhnlich erfüllt ja kein Mitarbeiter die Voraussetzungen, die in dieser Stellenausschreibung gesucht werden. Die eierlegende Wollmilchsau und es wird einfach das Unternehmen gut dargestellt. Und die wirklichen Top-Jobs, die gibt es sowieso nicht über Stellenausschreibungen, sondern die werden unter der Hand über Verbindungen oder Headhunter verknüpft. Aber auch das sind Dinge, die wir in unseren Einzeltrainings entsprechend dann auch den Leuten zeigen und da Handkniffe geben. Jetzt hast du gleich wieder die Möglichkeit, mit dem, was du verstehst und mit dem, was du hier beantworten möchtest, diese Übung selbst zu machen. Du kannst natürlich, wenn es dir zu schnell geht, den Podcast auch jederzeit stoppen. Ich tue das hier während der Aufnahme nicht, weil ich natürlich möchte, dass das Ganze auch flüssig rüberkommt. Aber du kannst die Aufnahme stoppen, nochmal genau reinhören und das Vokabular entsprechend für Handwerksbetriebe hier aufbauen. Als nächstes werden wir einen weiteren Zwischentest machen. Das ist dann Video 60. Darauf kannst du dich dann auch schon mal freuen. Das wird dann in der nächsten Podcast-Folge für dich aufbereitet. Also, jetzt aber erstmal an die Praxis mit dir.
Hello. I have one more job posting for you. This time it's about a job as a tiler. Listen carefully and answer the questions again at the end. Here is the advertisement. To strengthen our team at the Basel location, we are looking for you as a tiler at the earliest possible date. We offer you a fully equipped service vehicle INCL. Fuel card for all official journeys as well as 30 days holiday, and the opportunity to work independently and close to home. In addition, you will receive high quality tools, modern work equipment and work clothing from well-known manufacturers. Our employment contracts are open-ended with a crisis-proof employer. Your field of activity includes both the maintenance and restoration of insurance damage, as well as the laying of wall and floor tiles, predominantly using the thin board method, and the sealing of wet areas. Sealing against moisture in wet areas. Your qualifications should be a completed vocational training as a tiler or several years of professional experience in this field, as well as experience in the area of customer service. Flexibility, ability to work independently. Customer-friendly, confident and well-groomed appearance are also a prerequisite. You will also need a driving license and good written and spoken language skills. So, get ready for the questions. Where and when is the company looking for a tiler? Response. The company is looking for a tiler at the Basel location with immediate effect. What is the company offering the employee? Response. The company offers the employee a fully equipped service vehicle including fuel card for all business trips as well as 30 days of holiday, close to home and independent job execution. In addition, the employee receives high quality tools, modern work equipment and work clothing from renowned manufacturers. Is the employment contract limited or unlimited? Response. The employment contract is offered for an indefinite period. What will be the field of activity of the recruiter? Response. The field of activity includes both the maintenance and restoration of insurance damage, as well as the installation of wall tiles and floor tiles, predominantly using the thin board method, and the waterproofing of wet areas. Waterproofing against moisture in wet areas. What qualifications does the applicant need? Answer. The qualification should be a completed vocational training as a tiler or several years of professional experience in this field as well as experience in customer service. Does the applicant need good language skills? Response. Yes, good spoken and written language skills are also a requirement. Capital. Now nothing can go wrong for your new job. In the next video, you'll find another intermediate test. You've already learned a lot and can be really proud of yourself.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
So, hallo und herzlich willkommen hier zum Englisch Lernen Podcast. Wir sind bei Video 60 und Video 60 ist natürlich, so wie es schon Video 30 war, ein Zwischentest. Und wenn du das Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning Academy besuchst, dann wirst du hier eingeladen, um den Test tatsächlich online abzulegen. Wir gehen jetzt einfach mal hier gemeinsam durch. Ich demonstriere dir ihn exemplarisch und dann hast du Zeit, ihn selbst abzulegen.
Hello.
Hi.
Now it's time for the second test for you.
I can't wait.
Let's just have another conversation to check what you've already learned from the previous exercises.
All right.
If you need more time for the answers, pause this video for a moment.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm so what from...
Then here we go.
Yes.
Hello, how was your day so far?
Oh, my day was great. I had breakfast, I prepared myself a very delicious coffee and some muesli, and then I did some work. Yeah, I had nice telephone calls. Yes, my day was quite nice.
I see. Can I ask you something once?
Yes.
How many rooms does your flat have?
Well, my flat has 3 rooms.
Do you also have a garden or a balcony?
I have a balcony, yes, but I've got the field
outside. Is there a good internet connection in your living room?
I have a very good internet connection.
Do you live alone or with someone else in your flat?
I live with my son and with my girlfriend.
Do you think I could move in with you?
I don't think so, sorry.
All right. Then I have one more question.
Yes.
From your point of view, what is the biggest challenge that people are currently facing?
People are currently facing the biggest challenge? To feel comfortable and safe in their country and in their family and in their workspace. People are very frightened, so they need to feel safe again.
What do you do in your everyday life to overcome this challenge?
Well, I hardly watch the news. I don't have a TV. I focus on the positive news and positive things, and I just occupy myself with things I can influence. I try not to think too much about catastrophes.
That sounds good. It's important that you lead by example. Mm-hmm. I'm also trying to make the world a little better.
Fine.
Tell me honestly, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is that people become crazy, that people are influenced by the media and that they are kind of brainwashed by fake news and other bullshit.
I can well understand that. A few colleagues of mine are working on finding a solution for this every day.
Aha.
I have one last question and then this interim test is already over.
Okay.
Why are you learning this language?
Well, actually, I'm not really learning the language. I'm just training the language because it's my profession. I'm teaching people how to learn a foreign language in 10 days. And so it's always helpful to, keep my language skills up to date. Currently, I speak 20 languages.
You did a great job again.
Thanks.
Now repeat this exercise a few more times and vary your answers.
Okay.
You are on a very good path and have passed the test again with flying colors.
Flying colors.
Now 30 more training videos are waiting for you before you can take the exam for level A1.
Okay.
Keep at it. The first big goal will soon be reached.
Okay.
See you in the next video.
See you. Also, es sind jetzt noch 35 weitere Videos, bis hier wird offiziell gesagt, der Test für A1 kommt. Natürlich ist der Test deutlich anspruchsvoller. Sprachschulen und Sprachlehrer haben mir bestätigt, dass unser Niveau nach diesen 100 Videos ungefähr bei dem Niveau B1 liegt. Allerdings sagen wir, es ist das Niveau A1, weil uns niemand ernsthaft glauben wird, dass es möglich ist, in 100 Videos mit dieser Technik auf das Niveau B1 zu kommen. Aber geh davon aus, dass du deutlich weiter bist als A1. Nimm jetzt dir selbst die Zeit, um diesen Test hier abzulegen und beantworte diese Fragen. Du kannst, wie gesagt, das hat ja Jonathan auch gerade beschrieben, unterschiedliche Antworten geben und diesen Test mehrfach wiederholen. Also, viel Spaß und dann hören wir uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. Now it's time for the second test for you. Let's just have another conversation to check what you've already learned from the previous exercises. If you need more time for the answers, pause this video for a moment. Are you ready? Then here we go. Hello, how was your day so far? I see. Can I ask you something once? How many rooms does your flat have? Do you also have a garden or a balcony? Is there a good internet connection in your living room? Do you live alone or with someone else in your flat? Do you think I could move in with you? All right. Then I have one more question. From your point of view, what is the biggest challenge that people are currently facing? What do you do in your everyday life to overcome this challenge? That sounds good. It's important that you lead by example. I'm also trying to make the world a little better. Tell me honestly, what is your biggest fear? I can well understand that. A few colleagues of mine are working on finding a solution for this every day. I have one last question and then this interim test is already over. Why are you learning this language? You did a great job again. Now repeat this exercise a few more times and vary your answers. You are on a very good path and have passed the test again with flying colors. Now 30 more training videos are waiting for you before you can take the exam for level A1. Keep at it, the first big goal will soon be reached. See you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.